extra bonefish costumes are the best. Now you can tell a skeleton from a skeletonette. Scary.
There's a downtown fierce and out proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of, especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. And welcome to the last program of the year of From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have a program with the music of Robert Schumann and Frederic Chopin, played by the extraordinary Brazilian pianist Guiomar Novais. She was born in the town of São João da Boa Vista. It is in the state of São Paulo, and she was such a child prodigy that she entered the Paris Conservatoire at the age of 14 and instantly caught the attention of no one less than Claude Debussy. The story goes that Debussy was a member of the jury at her entrance audition. He liked so much how she played that he asked her to repeat one of the pieces. That was extremely unusual. In fact, her teacher there, Isidore Philipp, found it difficult to persuade her sometimes to change her interpretations of things, such as tempo, once she had made up her mind. By 1910, she was 15 years old, and she was already on the concert stage performing in Paris, London, and on tour in Italy, Switzerland, and Germany. She was 19 when she first performed in New York. Let us start listening to short pieces by Robert Schumann, the Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood. Thank you. Kindersenen, Scenes from Childhood by Robert Schumann. This is what we heard with the Brazilian pianist Yomar Novais. We will continue with her playing of the Chopin's preludes. She is well known by her interpretations exactly of Frédéric Chopin. And what is special about her playing is not virtuosity for its own sake, but she displays a rare fusion of intimacy, poetry, and structural clarity that somehow makes Chopin's sound spoken rather than displayed on your face. She has a singing tone that feels vocal, not necessarily pianistic. She has what musicians called an extraordinary cantabile. Her Chopin lines unfold like breath and speech, closer to bel canto singing than keyboard brilliance.
Thank you.
We just heard Frédéric Chopin's Preludes for Piano with the Brazilian pianist Guiomar Novais. This is the last program of the year of From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. It has been a pleasure to bring you something musically Brazilian every Friday at 7 p.m. right here on WRCT FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Or you might be listening somewhere else in the world, streaming from WRCT.org. You can always visit our Facebook page, From Ipanema to the World, or if you want to drop us a line, write to fromipanematotheworld@gmail.com. Our best wishes for a healthy, successful, and productive new year. We will be back next Friday with more Brazilian music for you. For now, stay a little longer with the wonderful piano of Guiomar Novais.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From